So, what is up with this weather? Whether it's chatting with coworkers or swapping posts on Facebook with friends, our strangely warm weather is a hot topic of conversation. So we decided to turn to Dr. Jeff Masters of the Weather Underground to ask that question. What is up with the weather? He joins us from San Francisco, where, conveniently enough, he's attending a climate conference. Perfect time, huh, Jeff?
That's right. It's the world's largest gathering of climate scientists, over 10,000 of them here in San Francisco.
Boy, oh boy. Well, let's talk climate. You know, it was kind of dandy having it be 68 on Sunday when my husband and I were putting up our outdoor Christmas lights. But at the same time, it kind of felt sort of not right. What's your take on this burst of warm weather we've been having in Michigan?
It doesn't feel very right. And the thunderstorm that we had on Saturday, that didn't feel right either. And we've seen a number of these sort of wintertime thunderstorms and wintertime heat waves over the past few winters, and it's definitely not right. I mean, I've been in Michigan for over 50 years, and back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, we didn't see anything like this sort of heat waves. And the climate has shifted to a warmer state, and we're more likely to get these sorts of exceptionally warm winters if you've got a warm background state in the case that we're seeing now.
So this is a sign of global warming?
That's right. I mean, we're seeing natural extremes, too. I mean, you wouldn't sort of see these temperatures if there weren't a natural component to it. But when you merge natural ups and downs with the weather with a background state that's warmer, then, yeah, you're going to see these sorts of unprecedented warm events like we're seeing now.
What is it that, climatologically speaking, has caused this burst of warm weather we've had, especially the last few days, the fog? One of my friends on Facebook said it feels more like Hound of the Baskervilles than Miracle on 34th Street.
That's right. Well, the jet stream is responsible for these sorts of excursions to the norm that we see. When the jet stream takes a path far to the north in Canada, that allows warm air from down over the Gulf of Mexico to move northwards and give us these sorts of very warm days. And part of this might also be because of the exceptional drought we have in the middle of the country. When you've got those kind of dry conditions, it helps create dry, sinking air, which encourages the jet stream to move far to the north and build high pressure over the center of the country.
All right. And I have heard people say, I love this. I can go running in my shorts. And I saw that indeed this week as I was driving to and from work. But overall, if we take a big picture look, is this something that we should all feel uneasy about?
I think so, particularly since we've got this massive drought going on in the center of the country. We're not looking at a big change to that over the next few weeks or probably even months. And drought is the most serious sort of danger we face from climate change because it affects the two things we need to live, food and water. And if we continue these sorts of drought conditions, we're going to have a lot of trouble with food prices and water availability. The Great Lakes are already near their record lowest levels and expected to dip below that in the next few months.
But then at the same time, Jeff, we've got these reports, stunning reports, about the sheer amounts of ice melting in Greenland and Antarctica and the Arctic, and the concerns about what that will mean for people who live around the coastal cities of the world with too much water.
Yeah, the record ice that we saw melt this summer is a big concern. And not only as far as making warmer temperatures that will generate higher levels of sea rise due to melting ice on the ice sheets, but if you warm the Arctic like that, you're going to change large-scale weather patterns. You've disrupted the normal sort of temperature differences between the equator and pole, and the jet stream is going to have to respond. And some of the crazy weather we've seen the last couple of years, particularly this time of year, may be due in part to the fact we've melted so much sea ice in the Arctic.
And meantime, we can keep the running shorts out.
At least till next Monday. We're going to be up in the 50s again Monday. It's possible we'll get a snowstorm on Tuesday. It doesn't look like it right now, but at some point, winter will come this year.
Dr. Jeff Masters of the Weather Underground joining us today from a huge climate conference in San Francisco to talk about our strangely warm weather. Thanks so much, Jeff.
You're welcome, Cynthia.